We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. The Ike Juice Hotline is coming up at 4 o'clock. We do it every day. It's the show voicemail at 215-625-6586. You comment on what we're talking about with the show. If you want to rip us for something, you want to add to the conversation, you can't get in on the regular phone line, it's our voicemail. Anything we talked about, we're talking about. 215-625-6586, including, do you think that the Phillies, not just like, yeah, they can make the playoffs, or yeah, it's possible, I like what they're doing. It's, you think they're a serious contender for this right now? To where if Matt, so here's the real question, Ike. If Matt Klentak thinks that they're a serious contender, or maybe they're a notch below, at this point in the build, does he need to make a move? Does Matt Klentak need to make a move? Does he need to recognize where this team is right now and say, I got to go out and make this team better for a run?
Yeah, I think so. I do. There are no guarantees in sports, right? Every year is different. We use the Eagles as an example. No one expected them to win the Super Bowl last year. They won the Super Bowl last year. So I make that point to say, when you're in the moment, you got to take advantage of the moment. And they have put themselves in position to be postseason participants, and you want to assure that. You want to assure that. You talk about attendance and things of that nature. You make the right trade, and you watch how August and September looks in the Citizens Bank ballpark.
That's a great point from ownership and management's perspective. Even if they're looking at it and saying, we like where we are, we don't know if we really want to give up big pieces of our minor league system to get somebody. But then you look at it. They may start drawing very, very well in August. They may not.
Exactly.
For some series, they may. For other series, they may not. If you get a Cole Hamels or a Manny Machado, or you make a big move, it's only going to help that.
Listen, we talk about people not being in on this team or not going to the game. A big part of that is the lineup lacks star power.
Agreed.
Just does. Lineup lacks star power.
Because what is not a diehard Phillies fan, because we're there all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fan that, you know, is watches, or the fan.
Or the casual fan. That's how you.
Or the casual fan.
Yeah.
The fans that haven't went down yet, they remember Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, Jason Wirth, Cole Hamels. They remember that, where you had to pee, but you weren't going that inning.
Not when they were up the bat.
Ryan Howard
yes.
was coming up.
Yes, sir.
And then Halladay came in.
Yeah.
And Cliff Lee. You had a good 7-8 year period where you had star power.
Yeah.
Right now you don't really have that.
You don't have star power yet, man. And that's what I think part of the lack of interest in wanting to go down to the games. I think people will pay attention by watching at home.
Right.
But talking about going down to the ballpark, willing to sit in the heat, spend the money to go down. Well, if you get a lineup, some star power, people will come down.
Now we're talking.
They'll feel it's yeah. worth it. They'll come down.
All right, let's take some phone calls. 888-729-9494. The great calls of the day. Get a pair of Phillies and Padres tickets so you can get down there right now. But you really think, make the case for why you think that they are or they aren't, or really just tell us if you're in or not. And if you're not really paying attention, maybe you're listening to us right now and you're like, well, you know, I've watched a couple games here or there. What's stopping you?
Yeah.
What is it? You're waiting until kind of the second half of the summer. What's stopping you from paying attention to what's going on with this team right now? 888-729-9494. Mike in Sewell, New Jersey will be our first caller. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys, great show. I am in. Johnny, I don't think they're ready to go series, but I do think they're a definite pennant contender. And my reasons why, first and foremost, you already pointed out, starting pitching has been ridiculous. I mean, watching Nola pitch is just fun. I have a great time watching a game on TV when he's pitching. But the other thing that I think is a very, very important factor is this. It's Kapler, okay? look, we all know how badly the season started out, okay? But we also know he hasn't had a heck of a lot to work with, especially with what we got going on in the bullpen. But he's figured out how to get the most he can out of these players. And he's also, I think, figured out the balance between the analytics and the art of baseball. He's starting to, you can see some of the decisions that he's starting to make. He's going back to, you know, how we are used to managing the game. So, and then my third point is this, and it's not really related to the art or the science of baseball. I think it's just related to a feeling. Remember the games last year when the Eagles were playing, when we started to really believe the games, they found a way to win the games that the Eagles didn't win in the past. The Phillies are doing the same thing. They're finding a way to win these games. I mean, when was the last time we had a run against the Nationals like we had this past one?
Yeah, man.
You could feel it, okay? There's something different. And I think for those reasons, I think we got a great shot at the pennant. I really do. And I'm believing. I'm all in. And it comes at a great time, brother, because, man, I've been watching the Sixers free agency situation like a hawk. Okay.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
Nothing's moving, is it?
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking, man. I'm like, the wind's out of my sails. You know, so the Phillies coming at this time, coming on strong,
helping,
I think,
out.
Is perfect for Philadelphia fans. And I think it's great.
Well, Mike, you have a good call. Ike, are we unanimous? I think that's a deserving. We don't normally go early.
Starting off the bat. Yeah, that was a good one.
You get the tickets. There, Mike, congratulations. For the Phils and the Padres, tickets available at Phillies.com. All fans receive Pico Philly socks. The game Sunday, July 22nd, 1:35. Now, since I'm talking to the dean of wearing socks at the station, Ike Reese.
I like that, the dean of socks.
Yeah, we got to get Cindy Lou to get you some of those socks.
Well, you know I'll be putting a text in.
Yeah. Come on, Cindy Lou. We need them. So that was actually a novel idea that Mike had, Ike. He actually gave credit to the manager. Imagine that. Somebody actually gave credit to Gabe Kapler for a reason?
Yeah.
That they're winning?
Hasn't been much criticism of Gabe lately.
Well, it's tough to do.
Exactly. Hasn't been a lot of praise heaped upon him either, but I think all those people that were at him early and often,
they're waiting for the next mistake.
Of course they are. And they'll forget about what the record actually is and how well they've been playing. But they'll say, huh, look, I told you. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
So it's his Gabe Kapler.
That's for Howard, too. That's for Howard asking. He's the key. Because he's the leader of that cult.
He is. He definitely is. He deserves credit. Even though, see, Ike, it's funny. Because a couple weeks ago, to tangibly put your finger on something that he's doing that's making a significant difference in baseball. It's like one of the things Howard says. Howard's like, manager doesn't do anything in baseball.
Right.
He don't win games. He just loses games.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean, so you don't give the manager credit when your team's doing well? I think that he is a big reason why the Phillies are having success right now, Gabe Kapler.
Well, Matt Clintock came out earlier this week and basically said Gabe Kapler won the series in Washington. He said every game we won down there, the manager, the moves he made, the lineups he set, the changes he made, he won that series for him. That's where Matt Clintock came.
Had a great series.
Yeah. So that lets you know the GM hears the criticisms of his manager.
Got his back.
And wanted to come out and show some support for him. That's good to see.
Yeah, he's a manager of the year candidate, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All you Kapler haters out there, you disagree? 888-729-9494. We'll go to, we got Rick, Newcastle, Delaware. Hi, Rick.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Rick.
What up, Rick?
I am a diehard Phillies fan. I watch probably 80% of the games. And as much as I want to say that they are a contender, I cannot consider them a legitimate contender. And I have three main reasons why. So how about if I say them and then you can attack each one?
All right, go ahead.
Number one, I think that you cannot be a contender when you only have really one guy in the bullpen that you can have any kind of confidence in, you know, and I know it's only right now. Number two, when you have that that point, you can't have a team that leads the league in errors. And then the last point, and I think the most important one for me, is that other than Santana, if you go to any other player on the team that has a history, their history is that they probably are not going to perform much better than what they are now, other than Hoskins. So they either have no history, or their history is that what we're seeing is probably what we're going to get, a la Herrera, Mattel Franco. So those are the reasons, and I hope that you can poke a hole in every one of them,
well,
because I want them to be contenders.
Yeah, but Rick, Herrera, Dubel's an all-star level player, right?
Look what he's done in his career. It depends if he's in a 0 for 20 or if he's in a 9 for 20. But you still get to 9 for 20
even if he goes 0 for 20, right? You still cash in, and I appreciate you being a Phillies fan, Rick. Just because he goes 0 for 20 doesn't mean that the 9 for 20 doesn't count.
Right.
When he hits 4 or 5 home runs in consecutive games.
Yeah.
That still counts, right?
And going 0 for 20, I mean, that's going to happen.
It happens to the best of them, right?
Yeah, I mean that's going to happen. What is that, 5 games?
Yeah, it's just a series, and maybe go 1 for 30.
Right.
We've seen it.
Yeah, it happened.
We've seen it this year.
Hitters go in slumps. I mean, Odubel was in one himself. And
hurt the team.
Yeah, and he got himself out of it, and that's when the team, along with Reese coming back from his injury, that's when the team really turned around.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I know it didn't look it against that Yankees series. I think the Yankees series did a little something to people, too. It poured a little water on people.
Tick some people off?
No, I think it cooled their excitement for the team.
Yeah, well, the Yankees are definitely, if you're doing tiers, the Yankees are...
So you can't measure them really against the Yankees like that. They aren't at that level yet.
No, they're not.
And we know that. There aren't many teams that can put a lineup out there that's like the Yankees.
No, there's no, you have Boston, you have the Yankees, you have a few other teams. The Phillies aren't there yet.
Yeah.
But, it's only July.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what happens to that lineup?
And they played them, with the exception of the one game, they played them well 2 out of 3 games.
They did.
I mean, they had a chance to win that first one.
Yeah. I was happy with the win in that series, right?
Yep.
And I was all right with losing two of them. All right, let's go to, who do we got? Eric. All right, let's go to Ron in Virginia. Hi, Ron.
Ron.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Calling from Virginia, the D.C. area where they are in complete panic mode over Bryce Harper and the Nationals here. So it's kind of fun to watch that.
Right on. Ah.
What about Machado? Are we going to get him?
Well, let me tell you something. I would not overpay for Machado unless he agrees to an extension. I'd love to see him here, but without an extension, I think we can get him in November.
Mm. I agree.
The season will be over with then.
Yeah, now, as far as the Phillies go, yes, definitely serious contenders. I had a lot of question marks about Gabe early on. I thought he lost a few early games, but he's adjusted as he's now presenting beautifully, so to speak.
He is.
And he is. As far as – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you got it. Go ahead.
As far as the Phillies go, I mean, at the very least, I'm looking forward to a wild card, and then we throw Noah in for the one game, and then let's see what happens from there. The bullpen's coming around. Hopefully your bullpen's coming around. Of course, everybody knows Sir Anthony's at the top of the world. But, I mean, I have high hopes on Arano, and Ramos is coming back.
He's back today.
A lot of pressure on – what's that?
Ramos is back today. They just reinstated him in the DL.
Fantastic. So there you go. Possibly he's going to show. Hunter's been a big disappointment. If he comes around, we've got Neshek out there too. So, I mean, I think the ball's in the bullpen's court, so to speak, right now to see what they can do. But I think the starting pitching is fine. And, again, I wouldn't overpay for Machado unless he agrees to an extension right now.
Yeah, which probably isn't likely. I appreciate it, Ron.
I'm overpaying. Or you may not even have to overpay.
Well, I mean, what are we talking about? An extra prospect you throw in? All right.
Right?
You know, yeah. I'd do that. Yeah, for this season?
Yeah.
Well, say,
I'm doing it.
Like, it gives you an inside track. Yeah, you still got to pay him. It all depends on the price. I know yesterday we were talking about Reese Hoskins.
Right.
And that's not something that's likely or going to happen. Mm-hmm. My whole point was that... Go get him.
Yeah, you're saying nobody is
get him.
Untouchable. Yeah.
Get him. Don't worry about it. Matt Breen wrote something in the Daily News of Philly.com today that actually I was thinking about yesterday. Remember when the Astros got Carlos Beltran? Mm-hmm. And that was just for a playoff run.
Yep.
They more or less just got him for that run. And they didn't win the World Series. I think they won three games. But he went nuts. And he really carried the offense to the World Series. Same thing could happen with Manny Machado.
Yes. I don't see how you don't want to do it. Again, you don't know what next year is going to bring. Sure, you got a lot of nice young pieces that seem to be performing well right now, and it looks like everybody's arrow is pointing up. But you don't know how the dynamics are going to play out next year. You don't know how strong the NL East is going to be next year.
No, you don't.
Like, you don't. That's why you have to take advantage of it now. Now, listen, the Phillies aren't going to trade away the future. We just are saying that basically do what you got to do to get him here.
Yeah.
Like, don't shelve it. Don't put it on the shelf and say, we'll just wait to November. Because guess what? If they happen to lose out on the playoffs by a game or two, you're going to wish you had Machado. They get to the wild card and play that one game and lose it. Well, wouldn't their lineup be a lot better with Machado in the lineup?
Yeah. Yeah, no, the Eagles showed me that you don't need the Andy Reid building system of your bad first year, you
right.
make the playoffs, you take
the
that
5-year
step.
Plan.
Yeah. It's not like that in sports anymore.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
No. The way they're starting pitching is right now, they're good enough to win right now. Now, the pitching has to continue to do
yeah.
it. But 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese live from Chickies and Pete's. What do you what's your go-to pizza?
My go-to pizza is just pepperoni.
If I'm getting a topping, pepperoni.
Yeah.
I'll do sausage.
Yep.
I normally just go plain.
I'll do chicken. You see that?
Nah. Now, see, I don't like that.
Chicken
like,
on the pizza?
I don't like the cheesesteak pizzas or
no.
chicken meatballs.
Right. I don't do meatballs.
It.
I won't do pineapples.
The Hawaiian pizza?
Yeah, I won't do the Hawaiian pizza. Shrimp. Chicken
shrimp?
Make some pretty good
lobster, not shrimp. It's
lobster.
A white pizza,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Garlic on that
oh,
sucker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Ben, what's your favorite kind of pizza?
So I'm a big plain guy because I feel like when you have a party and you try to put toppings on, some of it always goes uneaten. The plain never goes uneaten. But if it's just me, I go buffalo chicken. Although I feel like that's kind of cheating because you can't have a real pizza without tomato sauce.
Yeah, you can.
Like, that's not pizza.
You can do white pizzas.
I'm kind of with you on that one, Ben.
I love buffalo chicken pizza, but I don't really count it as real pizza. It's kind of like a weird
different.
Twist on it.
Yeah.
You got to have the tomato sauce.
I don't like it. How about this one? Sicilian pizza.
Yeah.
A Sicilian slice.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Flatbread.
Yeah, I'm thin crust. They have the thinner crust here at Chickies. It's delicious. 888-729-9494. Anybody out there that doesn't like pizza?
No.
Is there anybody?
Can't be.
No. Who doesn't like pizza?
Can't be.
Let me hear if you don't. 888-729-9494.
Can't be human.
Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.